Well, good evening and welcome to ASA 2022. This is a long... Yes, are we excited? And isn't this a lovely venue? What a place that we're at to stage a summer conference. Our hosts here at Point Loma Nazarene University have lovingly cared for and prepared this place that we're enjoying. And that's evident in the grounds and everywhere we go. Many of you are new to the ASA. We have a record number this year. And we met at dinner. It was so nice to get to a chance to meet and greet there for a little bit at dinner time. We want to give you a special welcome. This is our scholarly annual conference with an emphasis on some of the most challenging questions facing science and the church. Together, we are drawn here by life and the life of the mind. From our plenary speakers to our contributed papers, the posters that you present here, there are ideas that are worth hearing, worth testing, and worth sharing. So get ready to have your intellectual boundaries challenged, your mind expanded, and we hope to have your heart strangely warmed. What happened? But this isn't just a beautiful place. It's actually been dedicated to scholarship. At dinner tonight, someone wondered, how do students on this campus ever get any work done with all this lovely, this lovely nature around them? And the campus has been called, it's baseball field down here, the most beautiful baseball field in America. And I know that there's got to be somebody on this campus that's going to set the record and put one in the surf down there over the left field fence. But I assure you, they do find time to study. But you may actually see them if you get up at 6 in the morning. They'll be down there surfing before their studies get underway. I saw a few paddleboarders this morning when I was out. So looking around at almost every building, there is a story and a wish, and there's often a prayer on a plaque, a prayer that you might flourish, that your mind might grow for service and opportunity in the kingdom. And isn't that lovely? That's our prayer for you as well. In that way, the mission here at Point Loma and that of ASA are broadly intersecting. This is an extraordinary place. It's a place that's drawn humans for centuries, even for millennia. The first to come were Aboriginal peoples of California. There were four tribes that made their way here and lived here in the San Diego Bay area. And they made it their home, and they flourished here. It is also a boundary place where air, land, and water intersect. It's a place that fires your imagination. I certainly hope it does. It certainly has mine. Have you looked out over the ocean at sunset or in the early morning? I urge you, if you haven't done so, that you should. It is absolutely stunning. As I thought about this, I thought we're kind of at a triple point. Air, land, and water, something like that place in pressure and temperature and chemistry. Remember back in chem class when we learned there's that triple phase point? I feel like we're at one of those places where these boundaries come together. The land, theologian Walter Brueggemann reminds us, is a biblically vital concept. It's rich and full of meaning. The place we live is not merely a stage, but it participates with us. It is being renewed with all of the creatures as part of God's kingdom. It is the land, the air, the water, the soil together that make it possible for us to flourish. And from the beginning in Genesis, God said to all his creatures, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Let life, 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 just abundantly. And it certainly has. They have, and we have together, and this weekend we will explore aspects of that good creation. And we'll come away from this place, knowing it better, knowing ourselves, having been challenged by what we hear. What is a human? Flourishing as a person. That is our theme. It is the context for that theme. Comes from Psalm 144. What are human beings that you should think of them, mere mortals, that you care for them? We are as you have seen, perched high on a ridge. This is a boundary. One can walk along this boundary up and down. In fact, those of us who get older plan our routes so we go down the boundary and reduce the amount of up and down that we do. And water is shedding away on both sides of this little boundary that we're walking along. Our plenary speakers will dive deeply into aspects of this theme. They are each boundary walkers themselves. They've given their lives to exploring new ideas with new applications for our benefit. So I urge you to open your eyes, open your imagination, and let them take you into new landscapes. Now, we are able to meet because of the labor of so many who loved and have served in the ASA. There are details you will need to know for a successful meeting that we're going to launch tonight. And many of them are in the program, and our team is at the front and have been helping you and will continue to do so. Yet even before we began this meeting, we had a successful day of field trips this morning and workshops in the morning and the afternoon. And yesterday, your executive council met all day long doing the business of ASA. I want to thank these volunteers, especially tonight. You'll see them. They're identified by colored ribbons that they have on their name tags. And what you see in this annual meeting is just the surface of the ASA and its mission. These members of our council hold that mission in trust, and they take it seriously, and they've worked diligently over these last several pandemic years to make sure that we will thrive as an organization, and we just thank them. For the rest of what you will need to know, I'm going to turn to my colleague and teammate in all the things ASA, Vicki Best. Together this last 3 years, we have guided and managed the ASA together, mostly over Zoom, day after day, each sitting in our little location as we're all familiar with that. We are so pleased to meet new friends tonight, to catch up with colleagues young and old, and as several have said already this weekend, the ASA is my tribe. This is where I feel at home. So we hope that you feel that way too. Welcome to the ASA 2022. Enjoy yourself this weekend. Vicki?
Thank you, John. I think John and I went a total of 19 months of not seeing each other in person. And like you said, meeting over Zoom. So the first time that we met together in person was here in San Diego just a few months ago. So again, great to be back here. Good evening and welcome everyone. We're so delighted that you've chosen to join us for ASA 2022 here at Point Loma Nazarene University. This meeting has been 3 years in the making, and it feels just extra special to be here tonight. We first tried in 2020, and then we tried a second time in 2021. And so here in 2022, we say that the third time is a charm. As John said, my name is Vicki Best, and I serve as the Director of Operations and Development for the American Scientific Affiliation. On behalf of the Executive Council and our entire team, we'd like to offer a warm welcome to our approximate 250 attendees, both here in person and joining us over the live stream. We have quite a makeup of registrants this year, including 10 VIP members. Those are members that have been faithful to the ASA for 40 or more years. We have 56 students with us this year, 50 of our fellows. Yes, wonderful, right, Louise? 50 fellows, 25 spouses and family members, including a few high school students, 77 attending an ASA meeting for the first time, and really from all over the world. We have 6 countries represented, including Australia, Ghana, India, Trinidad and Tobago, as well as the U.S. and Canada. So we just want to welcome everyone tonight. And I must admit, I didn't think we'd ever say that we escaped Boston to come to San Diego for cooler temperatures. But Boston has been experiencing, I know other parts of the country are as well, a long heat wave with high humidity. So needless to say, these mid-70s feel wonderful for us. And I know many of you have come by planes, trains, and automobiles. Some people road tripping from Canada across the U.S. And many have experienced, we recognize, frustrating airline delays, flat tires I've heard about, or even mishaps getting settled into your dorm rooms. But it seems that in this new COVID world, we seem to need to extend more grace and patience, and we appreciate you doing so. But we're so glad that you've arrived safely, and we are looking forward to a nice weekend of relaxing, refreshing our souls, and enjoying what's going to be a spectacular weekend on this beautiful campus. I've had the privilege of visiting many college campuses in our work, and Point Loma certainly ranks as one of the most beautiful ones. And as John mentioned regarding the athletic fields, amazing that the athletic fields even have such beautiful views. John, I was thinking about your comment. Maybe tomorrow night at the ASA softball game, one of our team members will hit it into the Pacific. You should know that our team has been praying for this conference for many months, and our prayer is that God's Spirit will be present in a powerful way and that you would be richly blessed by your time here. The ASA is now 81 years old, and we've been holding these annual meetings for 76 of those years. In 2020, during the pandemic, we held a modified meeting called Summer Something, and then last summer, we conducted our first ever virtual meeting. And as I've been heavily invested in the planning of these meetings, I have a deep appreciation for all the work that is involved with executing a conference of this magnitude, and it really takes a small army to pull off an endeavor like this, especially 3,000 miles from home. So I'd like to take a few minutes now to introduce our dedicated team and planning committees who have worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make this meeting a success. In addition to John and me, the others who make up our awesome team are Lynn Berg and Becky English, who work in the Topsfield office with me and play a major role in the planning and preparation of a myriad of minor and major details. And three more critical team members are Dana Oleskowicz from the Cleveland, Ohio area, who works with our chapters and affiliates, Hannah Eagleson from Ithaca, New York, who is responsible for our Emerging Scholars Network partnership and the many students that are here this weekend. Mark McEwen, AKA The Wizard, hails from Vancouver and is the master handling much of the IT elements of the conference. You can see him in the tech room in the back. And we're also delighted to have my daughter, Skylar, with us again this year. She's a student member of the ASA and has volunteered at our last two in-person meetings. So this team are your go-to people for the conference. I'm sure you've met them at the registration desk. So feel free to see them for any questions, concerns, or even conversation. And I'm going to ask them all to stand and wave their hands now. I see a few of them in the back. So take the opportunity to get to know them. And as the conference moves around the country from year to year, it's critical to have key people locally to assist with the program and local arrangements. This year, we were blessed to have a terrific team of people here at Point Loma and also members of our Southern California local chapter. Ken Martin and April Cordero are the dynamic duo that make up the local arrangements team. Ken is a professor emeritus of chemistry, and April is Dean of Educational Effectiveness and Professor of Biology, both here at Point Loma. And it was 4 years ago that I first visited this campus to scope it out with Ken. Little did he know then that he'd be our longest standing local arrangements chair. But Ken and April have put forth a terrific effort with a multitude of local and campus details, including today's field trips. Louise Huang, Tom Furco, Fred Cannon are the program co-chairs team. Louise is acting dean and associate professor of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Azusa Pacific University and has collaborated with the ASA in a number of joint initiatives. Tom is associate dean and chemistry professor at Cal Baptist University and has provided leadership to the Cal Baptist campus chapter. Fred is engineering professor emeritus at Penn State and is a faithful member of our prayer committee. So this trio has been actively involved with the ASA for many years, and they're responsible for the stellar lineup of speakers in the outstanding program, and you'll hear from them in a few minutes. I want to say a few words about social media for the conference. I've already seen a number of people posting, which is fantastic. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page or followed us on Instagram or LinkedIn, please do so. So you'll hear about important events and updates. Please like, share, and comment on all social media to enhance our engagement over the weekend. And if you want to post on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter this weekend, we're encouraging you to use the hashtag ASA2022. We want you to be friendly and social over the course of the weekend, so step outside your comfort zone and take the time to get to know someone you've never met before. Dana Oleskowitz has a fun icebreaker for the mixer tonight, so that will be another way to meet new friends. And we especially encourage you to attend the gala tomorrow night at Liberty Station as we celebrate the legacy of the ASA in the State of the ASA meeting on Sunday night, where you will hear about the exciting strategic direction and visioning for the organization. And before I turn the mic over to April, we want to express our appreciation to Point Loma faculty, staff, and conference services for their support and tremendous efforts in making the conference a success. And then finally, we just very much look forward to getting to know you, meeting with you, engaging with you over the course of this weekend. April, please come up.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Paradise, our little corner of Paradise here. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you just have to step outside, look up, look out. We have to focus on working because it's such a beautiful view that it's very distracting here. And then you get used to it, and then you have to stop some days and say, wait. And then just stare at the ocean so that you don't take it for granted. So we really do appreciate what we have here. As she introduced me, I'm April Maskowitz Cordero and Dean of Educational Effectiveness and Biology Professor here at PLNU. And we are very happy to have you here on our campus. Point Loma has been a science and faith friendly community for several decades, and we have a lot of people to be thankful for that. Ken Martin was mentioned already, Dr. Daryl Falk, Dr. Carrie Fulcher. They did a lot of trailblazing in the late 90s and early 2000s to just create this incredible environment that we have here to just cultivate conversation, to bring people together in gracious dialogue. We have a Monday faculty lunch every Monday, a science and religion lunch, where we read books and we discuss difficult topics, everything from AI, evolution, psychology issues, cognitive science. It's great. So you are at a place that has been engaging in the science and faith conversation for a very long time. So I hope you feel the Holy Spirit here saying, yes, yes, be kind, be open-minded, and enjoy resting in a place that's for you, a comfort zone for everyone to talk about these issues, whether you come from a public university where you never get to engage in those conversations, or whether you come from a Christian university or a Christian environment, a church, whatever, where maybe it's not okay to talk about the science in the ways you like to. This is a safe space where you can talk about any of these issues, bring them up, and enjoy engaging in that conversation. Let's see. Oh, I heard about the towels. If you're staying on campus, I heard about the towels. I can't fix that. It's above my pay grade. But I can tell you that when you go home, those really old ratty towels that you have, you're really going to appreciate those. So this is really just to help you appreciate what you already have. So, you know, it's all about how you think about it, right? We have some amazing speakers and guests that Louise and Tom have arranged for us this weekend. So I recommend you ask questions during the talk, after the talks, probably not during, that's probably impolite. But after the talk, ask some questions, meet people, just really dive in deep. This is your opportunity to do that. And we're just here to bless you and hope that you have a great time. So thank you and welcome.
Good evening. My name is Louise Huang, and it's my privilege to serve as co-program chair for this conference. 3 years is a very long time. March 2020 happened, and nothing was the same. So much so that in our lockdown, in the change of the way we live and think and do things, it beckoned us to think about what is a human? What does it mean to flourish? And hence the theme of this conference. We hope that you will really take time to dive deep, to think about these things with others in fellowship. And it is a true joy to see all of you. You know, Tom and I and the planning team, we have seen abstracts as they come in. They're excellent, by the way, thank you. And we've seen names as you register. For a moment as this, seeing you in the flesh is such a joy. So thank you for joining us. And on behalf of the planning committee, I want to just mention a few things. ASA is really a great place. It's a special place. So those of you who are first time here, you're really in for a treat. Because the ASA spirit really encourages thought-provoking scientific presentations and discussion in a humble and loving manner. You're going to see that in every session and throughout the whole conference. And we just want to remind you of that. Also, because we are still pretty much in the pandemic, if you don't agree with me, I think you can just look at some data and numbers. And as a result, this reality hit us so that we have to make changes to the program after it was printed. So we ask for your understanding. And as mentioned, we are in place. We have a team to help you. If you have any questions, we want to make sure we can address them and accommodate them in a timely manner. And before I turn the time over to Tom to get into a plenary, would you pray with me? Father, what a place to be, so that we are in all of you. Just look around. We praise you for who you are, for what you do. And we thank you for your provision so that we can meet as one people. Lord, we ask that throughout the next few days, you will help us to think deeply, to engage meaningfully, to discuss hospitably, so that we can be the bearers of light for you, for your kingdom, so that we can be the bearers of your image in a time such as this, so that you will receive all the honor and glory. Would you watch over and protect us from COVID and anything else? And would you watch over those who are still maybe on their way and help us to really enjoy and appreciate each other's fellowship and to really be aware of you and your presence? In your son's name we pray. Amen.